This is Ed Mazur, chairman of the City Club of Chicago. Our speaker today was the president of DuPage County Board, Dan Cronin. Dan is a former state's attorney in Cook County, spent 20 years in the Illinois General Assembly, and now is entering his third term as leader of DuPage County. DuPage County, with a population of almost 1 million, is the second largest county in the state of Illinois. Dan talked about the happenings on Tuesday, the election of Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, and how that will impact DuPage County. He said it will have an impact, definitely, because we work on issues like access to the airport from the west, economic collaboration, and much, much more. He said there have been dramatic changes in DuPage County since he became the board president. There has been a blue wave. Democratic representation on the county board and voters have increased. And he said, I'm used to working with the opposition party, so to speak, because I spent 20 years working with Speaker Madigan and John Cullerton in Springfield, Illinois. Our major emphasis, he said, is on fostering teamwork, becoming bipartisan as we deal with several key issues facing DuPage. These include climate change. We adopted a climate change program in 2012, so we were ahead of the curve. We want to reduce the number of people living in poverty in DuPage County. 2010, 7% living in poverty. Today, about 6.5%. We want to focus on family self-sufficiency. He talked about the Sterigenics issue and working with Senator Durbin and Congressman Foster and the Illinois Department of Public Aid to deal with the high incidences of cancer in the Willowbrook area. He says he remains dedicated to reducing the size and scope of local government, and the biggest impediment to reducing that size and scope, the number of school districts. It's very difficult to get communities willing to consolidate school districts, but we will be working on that in the near future. Reflecting changing demographics in DuPage County, he talked about how the DuPage strategic plan is beginning to change, reflecting the growth of the Hispanic and Asian populations in DuPage County. All in all, he said, challenging times await the second largest county in the state of Illinois.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Frank. That was a very nice introduction. Really appreciate the chance to be, back down here. I always, this is an event for us. You know, I sort of enjoy it. I got a lot of friends here, and my lovely wife is here, and my daughter, Sarah. So this is it's a good day for me. Any day I can go to work with my wife, it's a good day. So, Frank, thank you very much. Jay Doherty, the City Club Board. I'm really gratified to see a lot of friends here from DuPage. Greg Hart from the County Board. You know, I'm really blessed. The County Board and DuPage County form of government, really the authority, the power, if you will, is invested in the board. And I wouldn't be able to do anything if I didn't have a really strong board and some really talented leaders. And Greg Hart, ladies and gentlemen, is a talented young man. You're going to be hearing about him and seeing a lot about him in the future. So thank you, Greg, for joining us. Ken Velo, boy, it's really what a treat it is to have you here. So thank you very much. Bob Berlin, the greatest state's attorney in all the land, is here with us, ladies and gentlemen. I know we did introductions, but I have to point out my friend, my mentor, Lee Daniels is here, former speaker. Tom Cross is here. Will Evans was pointed out earlier, looking forward to working together. Kirk Dillard, my old pal, my seatmate from Springfield. Steve Davis, chairman of the Airport Authority. Ladies and gentlemen, we're joined by Maureen Dunn, who is a rock star. She just was elected to the College of DuPage Board, and you'll be hearing about Maureen Dunn in the future, I guarantee you. Gil Viegas, I'm glad to see you here. Thank you for joining me. Really, really appreciate it. I'm going to get right into it, if I may, please, because there's really so much to discuss. Of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't point out what a big week it's been right here in the city of Chicago, where residents just elected a new mayor. Lori Lightfoot marks her place in the history books as the first African-American woman elected mayor of Chicago. Now, this election not only had a huge influence on the city, but also the rest of us Collar County leaders in the region. Our fortunes are linked. DuPage contributes to the city of Chicago, and the city of Chicago is a driver of our DuPage economy as well. I look forward to working closely with the new mayor on several issues, especially and including Western access to O'Hare Airport and development along the Western corridor from the airport into DuPage County. So, yes, the election cycle sure has been interesting this year, real interesting, even out in my neck of the woods. In fact, it's probably important that I acknowledge the elephant in the room. Well, the elephant in the room, it's me. It's me. I'm the elephant in the room. I'm one of the GOP elephants who triumphed, if you can use the word triumph, after the blue wave washed through our region last November. Prior to the 2018 election, Democrats had only one seat on our county board. We welcome six new Democrats who joined the 11 Republicans on the board. Our DuPage County delegation in Springfield also features several new Democratic faces. With the influx of eager new Democrats who have taken their seats in the General Assembly and on the county board, observers say the political landscape has changed. So how do we, the Republicans on the ground, grinding through the problems of the day, executives running local governments, how do we transform what we do daily to adapt to this blue wave? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. I spent most of my 20-year career in Springfield in the minority. You know, with these guys. So I spent 20 years working with Lee Daniels, making friends with those who espouse different political philosophies than mine. It mattered not to me whether someone had an R or a D after their name, so long as we could move a bill and we could find success on behalf of the people. So you could say I've been swimming in blue waters for a while now. Yeah, just a few years ago. And while it might have been just a very few years ago that I was on a first in state relay team, a few years ago and about 30 pounds ago, 1977 state championship team, I think it's fair to say I've had some success navigating the turbulent waters of partisan politics. That experience also teaches me that in swimming on that relay team and on the county board, we're only as strong as our weakest link. As county board chairman, fostering teamwork has been my goal, whether it's with other leaders beyond the county board, whether it's with Dick Durbin, Tony Preckwinkle, Raja Krishnamoorthy, or Rahm Emanuel. I've spent the past 8 years working with my regional counterparts, fostering job growth and economic development, so that every family in Chicago, in DuPage, and the collar counties has a shot at a good job, a safe neighborhood, and schools that provide a path to a secure future for our kids. That aspiration, given the state of our state's finances, requires the work of all of us, Republicans and Democrats alike. I noted with interest a new initiative of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce this year. The president of the chamber is Tom Wilson, the CEO of Allstate. The chamber has embraced a new rating system that will focus on bipartisanship when the influential business advocacy group endorses members of Congress. The rating system will focus on rebuilding the political center and restoring responsible governing at a time of sharp, really sharp political divisions. The chamber will give lawmakers points for sponsoring or co-sponsoring legislation with a member of the other party, even if the chamber doesn't endorse that particular legislation. The group believes lawmakers should be rewarded for reaching across the aisle and trying to get results, trying to get something done. I believe in the power of bipartisanship, and I practice what I preach. After every election, our county board votes on the new committee structure for the following 2 years. This time around, I made a concerted effort to share power and chairmanships between the Republicans and Democrats on the board. Even though some new members may disagree, or some old members may disagree, I made a concerted effort because I wanted to give all members a sense of ownership in the political process. To that end, we have 6 committee chairmanships and 5 vice chairmanships held by Democrats. And the DuPage County Board is getting things done, just as it always has. Take, for example, the newly formed Ad Hoc Committee on Adult Businesses. After hearing complaints from residents, I decided to convene this new committee to examine ways to license adult businesses and reduce harmful secondary effects that they may have on the community. Chairwoman Julie Renahan, a Democrat on the board, has taken the reins and worked closely with our Building and Zoning Department and the State's Attorney's Office. This month, that committee will make recommendations to establish a licensing program regulating these businesses and providing increased peace of mind for the neighbors. I've shared ideas with our Strategic Planning Committee Chairwoman Sadia Covert, who's another one of our new Democratic Committee Chairs. Wonderful, talented member Covert and I want to focus on diversity and inclusion in our county's strategic plan. We will work with our regional partners to increase representation among minorities, women, and disadvantaged businesses as bidders on DuPage County projects. We try to respond to issues as they arise, but DuPage County doesn't get enough credit for being proactive, if I may say so. For instance, would you be surprised to learn that we've had a program to address climate change in DuPage since 2012? Well, not you, Jay, because you know a lot about these things, but it's called Cool DuPage. The goal of the plan is to reduce greenhouse gases from DuPage County, across the county, from their 2007 levels. By 2020, we want to show reductions in greenhouse gases of 10%, and by 2030, we want to see those levels down 20%. Early data indicate we will meet or even exceed our 2020 goal. And we're working hard to incorporate solar and wind energy, electric and alternative fuel vehicles into our Cool DuPage plan and into our very own DuPage County facilities operations. Thank you. I love the zoo, Brookfield Zoo. In fact, due to our efforts to stay as green as possible, last year our county campus was designated a level 1 arboretum. And we're working on level 2 status thanks to our efforts by our Public Works Committee Chairman Jim Healy and Environmental Committee Chairwoman Liz Chaplin. And those two, by the way, are a Republican and a Democrat. So you see, we're talking about climate change before climate change was cool. So as you can tell, the theme here is bipartisanship and the importance of making incremental change. And I've said, together in DuPage, we work hard at getting out in front of issues, including, for example, the growing needs of our residents living in poverty. When I assumed office in 2010, 7.1% of DuPage residents lived below the poverty level. Today, that number is only slightly lower, but it's at 6.8%. Poverty in DuPage disproportionately impacts single mothers and children. Statistics show in 2011, 10.3% of DuPage children lived in poverty. Today, that number is 9%. Rather than duplicate direct aid programs offered by the federal and state governments, we focus on family self-sufficiency program in DuPage. In fact, last Mother's Day, we honored some program graduates at our county board meeting. This successful program seeks to address the root causes of poverty, family by family. Eligible families make a 5-year commitment to participate. In return, they receive comprehensive case management and supportive services to help them reach their goals. 522 clients have graduated the DuPage County Family Self-Sufficiency Program, and of those graduates, 88 are now homeowners. 402 are participants who have full-time jobs, and in 2017, 9 participants completed post-secondary educational programs. A few years ago, this program was featured in the New York Times. The piece highlighted a Harvard study that found DuPage County has the nation's highest rate of positive outcomes for youth in poverty. The study analyzed several factors, including education level, earnings, and job attainment. Now, we are certainly not the only county in the nation with family self-sufficiency program, but this is an area where DuPage has been proactive, and we have measurable results, and they're very positive, and they're distinguishing. Another emerging issue since the last time we met impacts the very health of our DuPage residents, and I'm talking about the air quality issues associated with the Sterigenics facility in Willowbrook. I must give a shout out to all the elected leaders, representatives at all levels of government, Republicans and Democrats, who joined together with DuPage County State's Attorney Bob Berlin and me in our efforts to shut down Sterigenics when we learned it was releasing harmful levels of ethylene oxide into the air. On Friday, I appeared with Senator Dick Durbin, who's been marvelous to work with on this issue, and Representative Bill Foster to express our concern about the Illinois Department of Public Health's study of cancer rates in the area. IDPH did find an elevated incidence of some specific types of cancer. We knew it was in the air, but we didn't know what the incidence of cancer was. IDPH did this study, and they have conclusively determined that the incidence of cancer in and around Sterigenics is higher than other random places. We called for further study. Our U.S. delegation, our DuPage County board members, General Assembly members, Leader Jim Durkin, Senator John Curran, Greg Hart, have been tireless in their advocacy for the frightened neighbors living near this facility. You imagine if you live near the facility. We get phone calls from people wondering whether they can open their windows, whether the kids can go out and play in the yard. How many people do you think want to buy a home in Willowbrook these days? DuPage County State's Attorney Bob Berlin partnered with Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul in a lawsuit against the company, and a bipartisan group of lawmakers is supporting Illinois Senator John Curran's bills that will protect the rights of DuPage residents to breathe clean air. I believe this has been a truly bipartisan effort, and our battle is far from over. Now, speaking of battles, I'd be remiss if I didn't provide you an update on my battle to reduce the size, scope, and cost of local government. In DuPage County, this effort is part of our ACT initiative. Maybe you've heard me mention it once or twice before. Our ACT initiative. The ACT initiative. The ACT initiative. ACT initiative. Accountable to accountable. And accountability. Accountability. Consolidation. Consolidate. Consolidate. Consolidation. Transparency. 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 Yeah. So, thank you. In 2013, we passed a law. It was sort of a groundbreaking new law that allowed DuPage County to be the first local government in the state of Illinois to have the unique power to actually dissolve units of local government. Remember, there are close to 7,000 units of government in Illinois, more than any other state. And at that time, back in 2013, I was there fighting the entrenched special interests myself, trying to get folks to listen to the wisdom and benefits of streamlining, collaborating, reducing duplication and overhead. Eventually, a very few like-minded lawmakers started to listen. Unfortunately, the same special interests, mired in the status quo, determined to keep their fiefdom secure. And they've kind of roughed up these colleagues, these friends of mine down in Springfield. So, you know, for example, DuPage Democrat Tom Cullerton has sponsored dozens of bills dealing with dissolution, transparency, and government consolidation. That poor guy used to have a full head of hair. And Jack Franks, who was supposed to be here today, first when he was a member of the General Assembly and now is McHenry County Chairman, battling some of the same entrenched interests that we found in Springfield, that poor guy used to look like this before he took up government consolidation. That's not far off, is it really? So the point is that it's not easy. But in DuPage alone, by the end of the year, we will have dissolved 7 units of local government, and we will provide equal or better service to residents who want a system of local government that serves the needs of the 21st century and beyond. Thank you. None of those dissolutions would have been possible without bipartisan efforts, so while the incremental change we've achieved is important, we seek a statewide shift in attitude. In 2014, I joined with a bipartisan group of lawmakers, government leaders, and we formed Transform Illinois. At our group's news conference in Springfield last week, I was happy to stand with dozens of lawmakers who share this vision. I am thrilled to welcome some new voices, Representative Rita Mayfield of Waukegan, Senator Sue Resin of Morris are trying to cut the layers of administration in local school districts, which comprise the majority of most local property tax bills, as you know. I can confidently say that if you look at the bills our coalition favors during this legislative session and you compare where we've been compared to back in 2013, we have changed the culture. Our common interest in better government unites us and makes us effective on behalf of taxpayers. And all that work I've just described seems really important, right? Until one tragic moment of life-altering magnitude shifts our perspective. I'm talking about that deadly shooting at the Henry Pratt Company in Aurora just 7 weeks ago. When you think of the bravery and the sacrifice demonstrated by the first responders in Aurora and from DuPage County who went charging through the doors of that plant, it puts our work in proper perspective. Blue Wave, Tea Party, Progressive, Conservative, whatever we call ourselves is inconsequential compared to what we do for others and what folks like these first responders do in a time of desperate need. I thought about this as I attended Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin's State of the City address and listened to East Aurora High School senior Jerron Yancey read a poem that he wrote following the shooting. And in part, he said, "This is one Aurora, and we are Aurora strong, so we should unite together and sing a song. One full of unity, harmony, and future progress. And if we simply work together to achieve our common goals, nothing but treasure and greatness we shall behold." So what are the lessons for me? Well, columnist Arthur Brooks wrote recently about contempt in politics, saying, "What we need is not to disagree less, but to disagree better." He goes on to say, "We can change the climate to reward leaders and be the leaders who uplift and unite, not denigrate and divide." This is the type of challenge that should fuel all elected officials. In the past 8 years, as DuPage County Board Chairman, I'm proud of the story that we've written, one that includes partners from the suburbs and the city, people from many walks of life, those who agree with me and those who don't. It's now my third term. And in the words of the great Walt Disney, "It seems to me that we have a lot of story yet to tell. What I don't know is who my co-authors will be. I don't know that yet. I hope they are men and women, mayors of cities and towns, people of all backgrounds, cultures, and belief. There is indeed a lot of story yet to tell. I hope you'll join me right back here next year, and I'll fill you in on DuPage County's latest chapter." Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairman Cronin. If you have questions, we have blue slips on the table. Please hold them up. Our staff will bring them up. See, we have one in the back. I failed to mention a late attendee here who's very important to the, particularly to the new administration, Chris Meister, the Executive Director of the Illinois Finance Authority. We're Chris, right here. Chris is just back from raising $450 million to provide low interest loans to cities and to local governments in the state for their water and sewer projects. Very successful project. All right. From Carlos Ponce, who is a member. Carlos, where are you? All right, in the back. What is DuPage and Republicans doing to reach out to the growing Hispanic population?
Well, we are well aware of the population that has been growing throughout the county. I am mindful of the census numbers from the last census. It's the largest growing population, along with Asians, East Asians. So we are right now immersed in discussions to actually change our strategic plan and to sort of incorporate not only the aspiration, but some very specific policies for inclusion of diversity and inclusion. We are participating in job fairs. We're partnering up with Jamie Ree and the commissioner from the Department of Aviation, I believe, this early summer in June. We will be reaching out to the community to talk to folks that are in business and to try to help train these entrepreneurs about how to be qualified as a minority business. And so what are we doing? Well, we've been working with folks and we've been doing what is the responsible thing to do for years. But I think now we are formalizing it and we are going to be specifically adopting policies and practices where we certainly start with procurement and we start with aspirational goals with the minority community. So that's a great question and I embrace it. I look forward to it and I hope to be the model of how to do it right. Thank you. Further questions? Oh, sorry.
The smaller stage.
We have, yes, sorry. We have a couple of questions that came in online, as particularly as members know, all of our meetings are live streamed, so you can watch them live or you can go back, they're archived and on our site. This comes in from Dan Wagner. You have ushered in a new type of government to work with both sides of the aisle. What is your advice for other county and state officials and leaders to be more like DuPage?
Well, that's a nice, friendly question, Dan. Yeah, Dan's a friend. But I don't know if it's a new form of government. I mean, you think back to the old days, and I remember a lot of collaboration when I was in Springfield and Lee Daniels was minority leader and then he became speaker. The conference rooms down there were beehives of activities where people were working and negotiating around the clock to try to get deals done. I mean, you know, the Reagan, Tip O'Neill era, that's legendary. I think we have gotten away from that, and call me old school, but I think that old school is going to become new school. I think Tom Wilson, the CEO of Allstate, and I think celebrating those who can find the middle should be something that everyone in this room discusses and puts a premium on when you're engaged in political discussions. Virtually everybody here is seasoned veterans. You wouldn't be here if you weren't in the process, and we all are troubled by what we see. I think there needs to be a reward for folks that do seek compromise, that do want to work and improve things incrementally, because we're not achieving positive results approaching one extreme or the other. So I don't know that it's necessarily new. It's just it hasn't been in vogue until now.
Question from Josh Ellis, who's a member of the City Club. Josh, where are you? In the back. Do you see a realistic pathway to more consolidation of school districts in Illinois?
Well, I mean, that's probably the toughest level of government that you've chosen. I mean, there are other levels, there are other units that may be more achievable to impose or implement some measure of consolidation. But, yeah, school districts hold probably the most promise in that they comprise the largest part of your property tax bill. I think that once and unless and until we get through this, we get some sort of referendum authority where people can actually vote on a plan for consolidation. But it's tough. Emotions run high when it comes to school districts, particularly school districts downstate in rural areas where they don't have much else going on besides, you know, the Tiger Cats on Friday night, you know, football. So it's tough. It's culture. I think we can start with other layers and other units of government and build some momentum before we address school districts. But I think it's imperative. I mean, everybody talks about property tax relief and property tax reform. It isn't going to happen until there is, one, a shift, I think, of some of the burden, and two, you have to reduce the actual number of units of government. It's no shock that we have the highest property taxes in the nation, and we also happen to have the largest number of districts. There's a strong correlation between the two of those.
This is almost a follow-up question online from John Mick, a member. Which units of government appear next ready for consolidation reorganization?
Well, there are a number of bills in Springfield. There was a bill that passed last year that gave counties across the state the authority to do what we did in with respect to county-appointed governments and agencies. You know, it's kind of hard to pick one level of government. It's probably better to look at regions, or it's probably better to look at single-purpose districts, you know, a road district or a fire district or a water or sewer district. Those seem to be the ones that are most achievable. People frequently mention, not me, but I acknowledge the fact that a lot of folks, particularly in urbanized areas and suburban areas, point out and question whether or not township government is necessary. So I've got plenty on my plate to focus on county. But there is a movement that is underway, and I'm aware that there are other folks that are picked up the torch and are moving in different directions to address different levels of government, and that's not a bad thing.
Okay, and we from member Mark Weiermuller. Mark, where are you?
99.
Okay. With respect to public pensions, would you support 401ks for new public employees, teachers, firefighters, county employees?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I actually sponsored a constitutional amendment way back when I was in the legislature with Bill Brady. The problem is it's not a quick fix. It's not a silver bullet because you have to have enough money in the system to support the folks that are moving into retirement, right? And so if you have money that's being diverted into a 401k, how are you going to pay for the people? So it's not so easy. But conceptually, the goal, getting people onto a 401k, a defined contribution plan, as opposed to a defined benefit, I think is worthwhile, and I think that's the direction that we should be moving.
Okay. Well, if there are no more questions, please join me in thanking Chairman Cronin.
Thank you.